would you do, boys and girls, if you were walking all by yourself down a lonely road and a great man-eating beast jumped out from behind a rock and started toward you? Yes, a lion! Now, that's just what happened once to a young man named Samson. And what did he do? And more, what happened afterward? That we shall soon hear in the story of Samson and the Lion. Our story begins in the wicked Philistine city of Timnah, where a young adventure-loving Israelite had come to seek a wife. He was Samson, the strongest man the world has ever known. And where did he get this strength? It was a marvelous gift to him, a gift from God. Samson's bride-to-be was a Philistine girl. The Philistines were the enemies and cruel overlords of the Israelites. And worst of all, they despised God. She said to him,
"There is no God but Dagon. Dagon, the ugly stone idol with a man's body and a fish's head."
As was the custom, Samson brought his parents to Timnah to meet his bride-to-be. It was a long journey. After Samson and his father and mother had gone some distance, he left them by the roadside to rest while he climbed off alone into the hills. He had not gone far before suddenly he heard a fearful growl. A lion! Samson stopped to listen, and then he saw it. A huge beast charging down upon him to kill him. What was he to do? He had no weapons, only God's gift of courage and strength. But this was enough, more than enough. The lion sprang and knocked him to the ground. Samson reached out for the shaggy throat. The beast twisted out of his grip and lunged again, his great fangs bared to sink into the boy's flesh. This time, Samson was on his feet. He sidestepped and threw the lion. Then, with his bare hands, he ripped the giant body open. The lion was dead. Samson did not tell his parents about the lion. For a long time, he kept it a secret. But one day, it was found out. And when it was, horrible things happened. Samson and his parents set out for Timnah, this time for the wedding. On the way, a strange impulse led Samson to revisit the scene of his secret adventure with the lion. As he approached, he heard an odd buzzing sound. He was puzzled. What could that be? Then he reached the spot, and there it was, the body of the dead lion. But inside the torn body was the strangest thing he had ever seen, a honeycomb and bees. A great swarm of them. Samson reached down and scooped up the rich, sweet honey and ate it. When he returned, he gave some of the honey to his parents, but he didn't tell them where he had found it. He didn't tell them that it was honey from a body of a dead lion. The wedding and the 7-day feast that followed were happy days for Samson, but he did not know that already events were taking place that were to lead to tragedy. It all started with a simple little guessing game, a game of riddles, and this was Samson's riddle. Out of the eater came forth meat, out of the strong came forth sweetness. Of course, Samson was speaking of the lion and the honey, but the 30 young Philistine guests could not tell the answer. Now the loser had to forfeit 30 suits of clothing, and that cost a lot of money. They made up a plan, a wicked plan. They sought out Samson's young bride and said to her, "If you do not find out the answer for us, we will burn your father's house to the ground." And so Samson's wife went to him and said,
"If you love me, tell me the answer to your riddle."
But Samson didn't tell. That is, not just then. On the last day of the feast, the young Philistines called out to Samson, "What is sweeter than honey? And what is stronger than a lion?" The secret was out. But Samson knew how they had found the answer. He turned angrily to his wife, but she only laughed at him.
They made me do it. But even so, I am glad. We Philistines do not lose wagers to Israelites.
But the Lord had given Samson great physical strength for a purpose, to strike against those who denied God, the Philistines. And Samson did. He paid his wager, but the 30 garments he threw before them came from 30 men in the neighboring Philistine city of Ashkelon. 30 dead men. And who killed them? Samson.